Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Thank you.
Well, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authors Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. I first want to say hello to all my listeners, north to south, east to west, and everyone globally in the 33 countries that listen to us each week. Tonight we're going to have a very special guest on, Mr. Theodore Arthur Jr., so you don't want to miss this. But before I introduce him, I want to say hello to my co-host. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, Terry. Happy Friday. How are you?
Hanging in there. Hanging in there. And people don't understand. I'll guess, you might as well call him the maestro of music. He's been playing and taught himself how to be the captain of his own ship. Now, Arthur Jr. is a longtime lover and teacher of music who is actively trying to create a space in Mobile, Alabama, where children to adults can learn and become a legacy of a rich heritage for Mobile. Too often, different groups come to play in Mobile and move on, is why Mr. Arthur Jr. is trying to create an environment where Mobile will be known for their richness and style of music, like in New Orleans, is known for their blues. And without further ado, let me welcome this phenomenal guy. How you doing, Mr. Theodore Arthur Jr.?
I'm doing wonderfully well, and it's such a pleasure to speak to Radio Land this evening. Ms. Terry, thank you a lot for inviting me, because we have something very important to say. Hello, everybody.
You know, I thank you for being here, because I want you to have an opportunity how to tell everybody how you got started, what you got planned, and how they can make donations, and people who want to make donations to this person to help get the facility up and running, got three different ways, and he will tell you when it's over. You can either do Cash App, Zelle, P.O. Box, or PayPal, either one, but you got to dig in your pockets and do something. Tell your friends. But anyway, Mr. Theodore Arthur Jr., tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'd like to say that I've been around the music business for 64 years now. This is my 64th year. And it all started at Blount High School, well, Indian Street. Let me go back even further than that. Let me step back to Carver Elementary is where I first had my first music lesson on the drum with Mr. Alexander. Then Mr. Pratt came along and taught me drums for 1 year. And then we moved to Indian Street Junior High School. And Mr. Pratt didn't need any more drummers, so he said that he needed clarinet players. And fortunately, I was able to get a clarinet. Mother said, well, I'll get you a clarinet. So I started taking clarinet lessons in the seventh grade. And by 10th grade, I taught myself how to play saxophone. And we started our first band at Blount High School. It became Blount High School by then. And we started playing at a club. Yes. We started playing at a club called Ritz 21 back in Mobile, Alabama, 1958. And at the time, we were just a high school band, and we were playing six nights a week, and they were paying us $45 apiece way back then. So that was the beginning of my musical career.
Was that big money, $45 back then?
Back then, $45 a week apiece. This was back 64 years ago. Oh, that was great money. Because they had a Brooklyn Field Air Force Base here at the time, and most of the people were employed there and didn't make but around $52 a week, and they worked 5 days a week, 8 hours every day. So we felt we were really blessed to have that much income coming in as children.
Okay, you're right. Well, my co-host has a question for you. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, Theodore, my first question for you is, you know, who influenced you in music? I mean, did anybody influence you to want to be the musician that you are?
Well, I'll have to say yes. I think my parents were the first ones to instill the music in in my life. Daddy was a preacher, and naturally he liked to sing all the time, and mother was a pianist, and so she started teaching me piano when I was about 7, 8 years old. So that was the very beginning. And then by the time I started elementary school, Mr. Alexander was my first teacher. He was a trumpet player, so he really impressed me with the way he could play a trumpet, and the way he would teach it was unusually great. He was a very, very excellent teacher. And next was Mr. Pratt. He came and took Mr. Alexander's place. Now, he was a saxophone player. Now, he's the one that inspired me to want to be like him. He's the greatest saxophone player I've ever known personally. And so he could play every instrument in that band like he owned them. So he was a very excellent player. And this is one of the reasons why I'm trying to recreate the movement that was started by him in Mobile. And that was, he was a very excellent jazz player, teacher, and a wonderful person to know.
Well, tell us a little bit more about this movement in Mobile that you're trying to get up and running. Tell us something about that.
Well, let's begin this way. New Orleans is 150 miles away from Mobile. And on any given day, you have about 3,000 musicians playing and making professional money every day, playing music and taking care of their families and educating them and buying nice homes and cars. I believe in Mobile, we perhaps have about 5 or 6 people that are able to play and work every day and make a decent living at it. So I am really concerned about the fact that there's a great legacy here that we need to protect in Mobile. It started before Mr. Pratt, because my teacher at Florida A&M played in a band called Walter Barnes and Band. And the band got burned up in Natchez, Mississippi. And he didn't get killed, because he came home on a vacation and couldn't get a way back to Natchez. So that saved him. But he was a great teacher. He had taught at Central, and then he went on to Chicago Conservatory and the Navy School of Music Band, and was a great teacher. He was my theory teacher at Florida A&M. As a matter of fact, he was the reason that I was able to get a small scholarship to go down there. And all of those people at FAMU, Dr. Lyles was my clarinet teacher. He taught me how to read. Miss Warren was a pianist. She had her master's degree at 22 years old and was one of the most outstanding pianists I've ever heard in my life. And these are the people that gave me my foundation. So right after that, before I left, my friend Fred Wesley, who was James Brown's band leader, we met in 58. He was a sophomore at Central, and I was a sophomore at Blount. And we've been friends since then. So he could play with Mr. Pratt back then. He was 16 years old, going out to the Sunday evening sessions, and they let him play. So these are the kind of people, and he could stand up with anybody in Mobile at that time. So these are the kind of people that we created in Mobile, and I want to see that legacy continue, because the man that taught him was Mr. Coleman. He was another outstanding musician that went to Alabama State. Both Mr. Pratt and Mr. Coleman attended Alabama State. But they were some of the most intelligent, well-read musicians you'd ever want to see. And they could write.
Let me ask you this question, Mr. Arthur. Why do you think that no one has tried to do this before you, try to build on the talent that's in Mobile? Because every town has a talent, and I give you credit for trying to harness all that together so y'all can be known for other things except for the Jubilee and everything else. But I am so proud that you have the initiative to try to do this, and it's not limited to young people. It's older people as well.
Absolutely. Well, I'm all about preserving this culture that we've created in Mobile. That is a very, 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 very long list of very talented musicians that have come from Mobile. And, you know, one of the things that has hindered this is that it takes a lot of stickability to want to stay with something as difficult as this. We don't have a lot of people that's concerned about preserving our history. And so I feel it's necessary because there are so many important people that have contributed so much. Jabbo and people like that went on to play with Jane Brown and Bobby Bland, just to name a few. We have so many outstanding musicians that have come from Mobile, and I want to do a foundation to honor them and keep their legacy and part of this history alive in Mobile.
Well, real quick, I got one more question before I kick it over to Chris. I know one of the things that you play is a saxophone. You wouldn't by any chance have it available for you to give us a little bit of something, you know, to show us what you're working with?
Oh, no, I didn't bring my horn today.
Okay, but we got another time to do all that. But, you know, I've heard him play his saxophone, everybody, and he was at a townhouse meeting or whatever, and he blew the socks off everybody. People stood and gave him a standing ovation. So kudos to you, Mr. Arthur Jr., because you bad to the bone. If you don't know, he'll let you know. But, Chris, go ahead and ask your question, darling.
All right, Theodore. My next question, Theodore, is, you know, when you decide what songs to play, how do you find these songs? Like, what's the process like?
Well, it's kind of like what everybody does. I keep my ears open, and I'm open to suggestions from people. My main source is to try to keep the legacy alive that I was first introduced to, and that's jazz, and it goes all the way back to Jelly Roll Martin from New Orleans. He's one of the first ones that I heard that impressed me, and then next probably was Louis Armstrong, then came Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker. Okay, so it came right on down the line like that. Clifford Brown was one of my biggest influences. Harold Land, Clifford Brown, these kind of people. Miles Davis, Coltrane. So many of them. I just, you know, pianists, Oscar Peterson, people like that.
Well, let me ask you a question. Now, I'm not really sure the difference between blues and jazz, but I assume that jazz is more instrumental and blues be having lyrics. I mean, is that right, or what's the difference between the two?
Well, let's put it to you this way. The nearest I could explain that would be that all of it sort of came from our heritage from Africa.
Our struggle.
The music
don't say
brought
heritage, our struggle. Okay, being slaves, that's where it came from. Let's keep it real, you know. It's 2022.
Yeah.
It ain't our heritage. It's our struggle.
Okay. Forgot about that. But it all was developed on the plantations when they started creating these songs to communicate with each other, where no one else would know what they were talking about but the people that understood that language. So it's a kind of a language all of itself. The music created over here was a combination. This jazz and blues, all of it was a combination of European music along with our originals. Rhythms and things that we brought from Africa here. So it's all about storytelling. And to me, jazz and blues and any other music created from that is all about a language. So they all tell stories. It's about storytelling. And we do it with instruments and we do it with voices. So it's all about sending a message. a story.
Yeah, you know, people don't understand too, Mr. Junior, that some of the message is for encouragement, because back in the slavery time, you know, the music, it was like, you know, encouragement to hang in there, to keep going. It might not, you know, to keep going, you know, because a lot of times, you know, music is what they call the universal language. Sometimes there's a certain song or whatever that help you keep going, because sometimes when you're so depressed and oppressed and everything else, you just need something to help you keep going without giving up on life. And so music, jazz, and blues, I am just so proud of you for wanting to be that the cornerstone in Mobile. But before we run out of too much time, man, I got another question for Chris, too. I want you to tell people slowly where they can donate to send some money your way if they feel kindly enough to do that. And I want everybody to know, please support this effort, because this is a rich heritage that Mobile need to have their self known for. So with that being said, I'm going to shut my fat mouth. I'm going to let you say how to make donations. And after you do that, I'll let Chris ask his last question.
Well, I appreciate that. And I want to say this, too, just before I do that. I want to make a dedication to our Africa Town direct descendants of Africa and the Clotilda Legacy Foundation from Montgomery, Alabama. They have really been behind me, helping me to keep this alive. And it's going to take a whole lot of, not just money, but a whole lot of concerned people with their sleeves rolled up to help us make this move. And on the money side, there is Zella, and you can send me some money there. 251.
It's Zell, Mr. Arthur Jr. Z-E-L-L-E. It's Zell.
Zell. Zell. Okay. Thank you for the call.
I want you to be confused. And where's Zella? And Zella is my name.
Okay. Zell. Okay. All right. And that's area code 251-422-4009. And Theodore Jr. to that name. And that phone number. Okay.
Okay, let me repeat that one more time. If you want to send money by Zelle, do it with
Zelle.
The area code 251-422-4009 for Mr. Theodore Arthur Jr. Okay, the next other ways?
Okay, the other way would be Theodore Arthur Jr. at P.O. Box 101. 31 Pritchard, Alabama, 36610.
Could you repeat that one more time?
Okay. That would be P.O. Box 10131 Pritchard, Alabama, P-R-I-C-H-A-R-D, Alabama, 36610.
Okay. Are there any other ways? You said Cash App before?
Yes, ma'am. And that would be the same way, the 251-422-4009. That would be identically the same.
Theodore Arthur Jr. Any other ways?
Yes, ma'am.
How about
that's it?
PayPal.
Those two. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, Chris has a question, and I'm going to let him ask this question.
Okay, Theodore. My next question is, you know, so many singers, after when they reach a certain level of success, they plan on retiring, and then some do not. So what's your thoughts on that? Do you...
That's a good question.
Well, I really don't have any interest in retiring. The day that I quit will be the day they roll me down the aisle. I don't believe in anything as important as music by itself out here. We need some support, and we need to keep it alive. You can't keep it alive by retiring. We owe some of it back once we get it. The Lord bless us to get things. We owe some of it back. And my idea is to continue teaching these young people how to do this job professionally and do it well. You must have something to offer if you're going to get paid and get any reward from it. And it comes from hard work. And I think that hard work keeps you feeling young and inspiring other people to keep afloat and keep moving. We don't do anything by sitting in a corner. You know, like
I know
said,
that's right.
Don't nothing come to a sleeper. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. You got to stay busy.
I like that. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. You know, something, and that dream might be a nightmare, you know, depending on what you're dreaming about. Woo, woo.
You know what?
I like that, Mr. Austin Jr. But let me just tell one little known fact that I found out by communicating with him prior to the show. This man had never had a conventional job, like working at the post office, whatever. He has always made his money on his skill, and that's phenomenal. To go from, you know, learning your craft, and that's all he did. Where a lot of people, they have side jobs to try to make them things, you know, pay your bills or whatever. But he, that phenomenal that he was able to do that, send his daughter through college and all of that with just his gift of music. And I got to applaud you on that, because I have never met nobody who had a musical talent and didn't have a side job. And you did that thing. So, you know, I appreciate you, Mr. Fiddle Arthur. You are phenomenal.
Oh, wonderful. I will sleep well tonight. I appreciate that so much. But you have to remember, when God gives us a gift, we have to learn to recognize it. And he gives us something to work with to keep ourselves happy and make money from it. But now you have to work at it hard. Now, that's what I did. I practiced constantly. I studied. I had some great teachers to help me get the right understanding, like Don Mark, Joe Scott, Bobby Bland's arranger, taught me orchestration and arranger. Don taught me jazz. Mr. Pratt taught me how to play saxophone and clarinet and all that, and how to understand the music. And it's just people like that, Dr. Bowden and all these folks that helped me, Dr. Lyles, Miss Warren, Mom and Daddy. And so, and first of all, I want to thank God for allowing me to have enough nerve to get out here and fight this battle, because it is a battle.
Amen.
That we're fighting. Yes, ma'am. And I just want to say I'm interested in it, and I think you get out of what you put into something. That's my thing. Is if you don't put nothing in, nothing from nothing leaves zero. You have to work hard, and you must have a plan and a goal. See, if you don't have a plan, you're planning to fail, and you have to have something that you're working toward. And I want to say this, Ms. Terry, this is the most important part. Before I do anything, I ask God to order my steps. I don't do anything without giving him the first, request. Like my first request is the Lord. Give me the knowledge to do what I need to do, and let me find the right people to help me. So, your servant. I need your servants to help me accomplish my goal.
Well, you know what I think about that? This is what I think about this. Man, baby, tell the truth and shame the devil. And like you said, faith without work is dead. Praise God. You know, Mr. Arthur, it's been a pleasure having you on the show tonight. And I want all y'all listening, you know, go ahead, you know, support this young man, well, not young man, support this man and making Mobile known for his rich heritage of music. You know, he done gave you three ways to pay: Zelle, P.O. Box, and WhatsApp, or Cash App. You know, so look, don't be stingy. Dig in your pockets. If you're listening to this audio because you missed the actual show, It still amounts to something. Go ahead and dig deep. You know, you spend money on crazy outfits that you be wearing. You're spending money when you're sitting at a bar with a drink in your hand. You're spending money when you take these crazy chicks out on dates. spend some money to help the foundation stay alive in the city of Mobile, Alabama. And with that, man, I just love you, Mr. Arthur Jr., and thank you for being on the show. If you want any additional help, I got my personal cell phone number, and I'll let Chris say his goodbyes, and we're going to wish you a safe, safe and healthy weekend. Go ahead, Chris, darling.
Thanks. Goodbye, Theodore, and once you're on the show, your family.
That's right, baby. You're my uncle now.
Well, Mr. Chris, I want to say that thank you all. You all have been so wonderful to me, and I just praise you all, praise you. Thank you so much, and bless you, and may God continue to bless you all to be out here. It's very necessary. I wish we had more people like you all in the world. Yeah,
I do too. Everybody, a lot of people are selfish. But, you know, and this is the last days, I believe. God's going to bring his angels together. And you talking to two right now, Chris is such a sweet person, and myself, because I'm trying to get to heaven. Ain't nobody going to turn me around. Hell ain't my home. And Chris know I always say that. So, baby, whoever gets to heaven first need to do a crack for me so I can slide on through. And we got to go. Yeah. So peace and blessings. You take care. And like Chris said, this is family now. So anytime you want to come back, just give me a call and we'll make you do what you do. Have a good evening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Have a good evening. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Yes.